This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word TIGHT.
I know.
We're slowly matching.
We've synced. Is that what that means?
Yeah. I know.
Aligned. Is that to do with the eclipse?
The solar eclipse. It could be.
Is it a solar or not total? A solar eclipse of the heart, is it?
A solar eclipse of the heart.
Anyway, everyone's talking about it, aren't they? The eclipse. Dara O'Brien's on his way to it.
Is he?
He was in Altitude Fest. Have you ever done the skiing comedy festival?
I
have to do it. Very good crack. Very good crack. And I did it last year.
Dara O'Brien is heading up to the eclipse.
Well, you know Dara now, Seth O'Brien Cox,
is he
and all
the eclipse.
He is the eclipse. Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, as I do like to say to him, have you no eclipse to go to? The end of a night. Come on. There must be an eclipse you have to get. Anyway, he's gone to it now with Brian Cox. I'm sure we'll get all the news. Meanwhile, everyone's very emotional. Have you noticed? Were you?
I was just sleeping a lot. Narcolepsy.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Couldn't keep the eyes open.
To be fair, I think there's an awful lot of parents now of small children just destroyed after that 2 week Easter break. Destroyed. It's a long time.
Never ending.
It's long. If you don't have a camp.
We had a camp.
Do you know, if there's
yeah.
nothing for them to go to, then you're on, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, I've already had a little taste of it, but just a bit of space. A
bit of space, yeah.
A bit of silence. A bit of, do you know?
Yeah, an hour. An hour of silence.
Yeah.
I told you to go home and get into the bed after this. And you said they'd be home then, fairly lively, but you could get an hour in.
In the bed.
Take it. Don't do the cleaning.
No, yeah, an hour in the bed now would be delicious. Tell us.
When is this eclipse now that we were talking?
Oh, yeah,
when is it?
It's today.
And what will happen? What does anybody know the significance of this? Like, is there any significance?
The mortgage gets paid off on a total eclipse.
My mortgage isn't getting paid off, love, for another 20 years, and I'm as old as tea, so I'm bugged. We can see it.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock tonight, I'll be in Manchester. Will it be in Manchester?
Yeah, what time in Manchester?
Will it be all over the world? Yeah. Yes, dear. There's just the one moon.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Just the one moon for everybody.
It's hard to get your head around that though, isn't it?
Oh, I can't. I don't have a science brain.
No.
One black moon? Holes, no.
But it does, these eclipses and everything, they do affect you. Because my mom was a nurse But when I was a kid then, she went back to work, God love her. When I was about 9, she'd been at home.
God love her. She was desperate to go back to work. That's the holiday. The real work is
the
holiday.
No, she was shitting herself. Because I think they said they were going to reintroduce college fees. So she was like, oh God, I better go back to work.
Okay.
And she had to learn.
She was a nurse.
Yeah, and she had to learn how to do a CV.
A great time for the nurses now. All hail. That's the real world. That's proper work.
Yeah, her and the two sisters, they're nurses. But she went and got a job in like a residence home, so people with like
care home,
like people with learning disabilities.
Oh, I thought you were going to say old.
No.
Okay,
but she said when you have a full moon, she said you would know in that place. Like she's not hippie. She's not like majorly.
Well, when you say you'd know in that place, are you saying those people are more attuned to the full moon?
I think she just meant that when you're in a place with a lot of people living under the one, so you can observe a lot of people in one
in
space.
In a community environment.
Yes.
Okay.
She said, you'd know. And sometimes she'd say, what's going on today? And then she'd look and she'd say, oh, it's a full moon tonight. Here we go.
It's amazing. Like there's definitely something. There's something in it.
We're all connected to the tides.
We're all connected to the tides. Yeah, exactly.
But sure, what percentage water are we?
90, apparently.
See, There's waves. Are we
90% water, Laura? Because I wouldn't like to get that wrong. You know, we're 10% water, 90% Munster.
No, we are.
90%. The reason I said 90% Munster was I do this bit of my show about doing my ancestry.com.
Yes.
And I ask people, you know, most people are come out in the 90th percentile. They're 90% Irish. But one night I was talking to someone and I said, of what percentage did you come out at? And she said to me, Munster. That's why. That's why I'm saying 10% was water, 90% monster.
Was she sitting there with like the fucking Sam McGuire?
I said, okay, love, I can't. I can't even begin to
That's
I don't know what she thought I asked.
No.
We're 60% water.
Well, one Google search says adult men are 60 and then some are 75.
So right, there you go, I think.
45,
they're 75 before they go for the morning wee.
Where's Darrow Bream when you know him now? He'd know the answer to this. Now, if I get asked this on House of Games tomorrow, what percentage water are we? I'll know the answer.
What's the answer?
Well, you see, I actually don't have a definitive answer. No, because she said some said 60.
Yeah, it says 60%.
Like, there must be a definitive answer to this.
It says roughly 60%.
Okay.
Roughly 60%.
So you're doing House of Games.
House of Games. And I'll tell you now. Do I have the fear? You know, you don't want to be the thick one. Okay,
no.
So now there's nobody thick. It's a very gentle quiz. It's not mastermind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it covers a lot of bases, I suppose.
It covers a lot of English stuff.
Yeah.
That I don't know. And I'll tell you something else. I can't remember anyone's name. Names are gone from me. So I've been looking at them, trying to do a bit of prep by just watching a few episodes.
Yes.
So somebody like Jamie Oliver pops up. Now, when I was living in England, Jamie Oliver's name would have been on the tip of my tongue. But now I'm just looking at it going, I know exactly who he is. But there's no name coming.
Okay.
So I have the fear.
Would they give you half a point if you just said, look, I know him. I, honest to God, I know him, but I just,
no,
the name's not coming
give
to me.
Nothing.
Do you know who else you're on with?
No.
Ooh.
I might have gotten it in an email this morning there now, but I've gotten nothing. I know I had to pack 5 outfits and my God, I thought I was going to have a brain melt.
I can't believe you didn't get a nail stylist to pull you a few bits.
I didn't have the time. She's going, get a stylist. I'm like, where? How? A stylist to come to my house, which is filthy. Are you out of your mind? And or like try on stuff. Or like, I just, at the moment, now sometimes you have time for that, but at the moment life is manic. There's no time for a stylist.
But you're trying on all your own gear anyway. So what's the difference of a stylist coming with a few bits and you trying that on?
Well, the difference is I did it last night. I started at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock last night and I didn't stop till midnight and then the case was done. Got a stylist to rock it at 10 o'clock at night. Do you know that was the first chance? Well, it was, in fairness, it's not just the first chance. It was the first time I could bear to do it. When I don't want to do something, I will put it off till the 11th hour.
See, that's what it is.
Yeah, I know.
It's like you don't want to do this.
I don't want to do it.
You talk about this time thing. It's you avoiding things.
Totally. I could have had an hour in the bed doing fuck all. I totally is, let's be honest. Yeah. Yeah. Pretending I'm like working on the stock exchange there. Yeah. How does she do it? What was her name? Do you remember the woman who wrote the book? How does she do it?
So I feel like you've hardly taken a fucking breath.
Haven't really. I've never
seen someone up this to such high toe getting a fucking Ryanair flight.
I've had an awful lot going on. There was the Tommy Tiernan show on Saturday night. There's the House of Games. There's shit going on in my house that I can't even talk about. And it's just a lot. It's a lot happening. Manic. Which is, as you know, the way I like it, because I'm easily bored.
It's the way you like it.
It is the way I like it. Yeah.
So you're doing House of Games. But at least they do all the...
Do you know? Have you watched House of Games?
Yeah, it's
on
my house. It's on my house every day.
Every day?
Yeah, Shane loves it. Like, that's
you
like
see?
When he comes home, he'll flick that on. He loves a quiz and all that.
Oh, God. I have the fear now.
I only poke my head up every so often. Like the fun bits, the music ones.
Well,
I
may start watching it because you're going to get asked to go on it sometime soon.
The music one I'm okay at if I know the song.
I'm dreadful at the music one. First of all, there's a rappers. Rappers? How am I going to know rappers? I don't, in fact, I don't actually know the name of any band. And I love music, so I listen to a lot and a widely eclectic mix of music, but I don't know who it is.
But the music, when you just do that thing where you try and time when they start singing, you know.
Oh,
that
sorry,
one?
That. Yeah. No, I can do name. That. Yeah. Jesus, yeah, of course I can do that. I just explained to the listeners because they won't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so if they don't watch it,
They play an intro to a song and you have to click the buzzer when the lyrics come in.
Yes, you have to kind
Check
of time it out.
Think. Yeah, you know, no, that's easy. That's easy, love. What's difficult
I can't
is,
wait to see you do that wannabe shy at it. You, that's, oh, that's easy. That's easy.
Of course I'd be shy at it. I'll get it all wrong. The answer smash. Have you seen this question?
Yeah.
Answer smash. Yeah, so there's a picture of a rapper and there's a picture of a table and the answer is...
The names combined.
M&M table. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What I can't get over, though, is the number of people who watch it and how big this show is. It's very gentle. Yes. It's very pleasant. It's very English. It's the most English show I've
My kids
ever
watch it
seen.
As well. Yeah, it's very just nice and light. Yeah. Dinner
it's
time,
so
telly.
Polite. Yeah. It's so polite. Okay, moving on. And how is your day? And what would you like to pick a prize? There's a deck chair, a toaster. It's just so...
Deirdre.
Lovely. It's
Deirdre.
Like the generation game of Valley. Not like, here's a yacht going by. Do you want a yacht, Breeder? No, I'll take the deck chair.
Yeah, the fondue set.
The fondue set. Who's making a fondue? Is that not from the 80s? Fondue.
Yeah, yeah. There's an apron.
Deirdre and her apron and her fondue set because she's so domesticated. But he's lovely. We love Richard Osman. He's very popular, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he's nice.
He's loved and adored. I mean, my mother couldn't give it, you know, a lot of the time now she wouldn't be even remotely aware of what I'm doing. But when I sat House Against Richard Osman, oh, I love his books.
The
murder books.
I
actually did it work with him once before. I did a QI with him.
Oh, did you?
Mm. I was terrible on that as well.
Oh, my God. How were you for that? Were you
actually,
panicking?
I did it twice. One of them I did brilliantly on. Do you know when you're
fantastic.
Relaxed and you're in good form, you can just do these things. The next one, no, nothing. I was mortified for myself. You know when you're not firing?
Yeah, it's just not happening.
It's very stressful.
Oh,
very stressful.
Oh,
sometimes there's just no in. I just couldn't find an in. I just couldn't.
There was no little door open
Sandy
somewhere.
Sandy Toksvig was hosting. She was lovely.
And who else were you on with?
Richard Osman.
Oh, Richard, yeah.
And, well, obviously, what's his name? Davies. Alan.
Yes.
See, this is my new thing, by the way. I do names in reverse.
Okay.
Davies, Alan. Dorn,
okay.
Emma.
Okay.
That's okay. I'll get there eventually. But it's not exactly press the buzzer and get it right now, is it?
No, it's like a teacher.
Or dementia?
Yeah.
And let's not mention that word because you know I have the very.
But you're not
fear.
Getting it.
That's true because the fortune teller told me.
You're not getting it.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
been
not
decided.
Decided.
No. Look, this is what you have to.
Here's the problem with the House of Games. So, as research, my son watched it with me. He's 15.
Yes.
All week. Now, he. Every time he'd look at it, he'd say, okay, who's the thick were his were? Who's the weak link? Because there's always somebody who's getting no points.
Mm.
Now he's looking at me on the sofa and he's gone, you cannot beat the thick. Mum, you have to get some points. So he's looking at me. There's a geography question or whatever. And he's going, what's the answer? Sometimes I'm very good and I'm all or nothing. I'm like very good or shockingly bad. And both at the same time.
Yeah.
Are you worried for me now? Are you looking at me thinking she's going to make a
show?
No.
Do you know the one I'd be scared about? Do you know when they give you the map?
I've been looking at the map all day.
Tell you where to...
Yeah, where is Kazakhstan is the name of that round.
Oh.
But you see, so you have to know your country. I've been looking at the map.
I'd be mortified to do it with them for an Irish map, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you'd have to have a good look at the map now before you... You know, you're going, where's Japan? Where is Japan? Over to the right is the answer. Over to the right and up at the top.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where's Switzerland? It's at the top of Italy.
Okay, so you have been doing your homework.
And as for those Scandinavian countries, never knew how big they were. So I was looking at the map this week. I'm going, Jesus Christ. Finland and Norway are huge. This is the thing, right? I'm 39.
Nearly 40.
When will you be 40? I need 40. That to happen fairly loudly.
I'm 40 in June.
Hooray!
Yeah, yeah.
Hooray!
But should I be taken key for her?
I
now?
Would take it, yeah. I would take it. Well, it's not going to do you any harm. It's only going to do you good.
True.
Yeah. It's a fantastic supplement. But also the collagen you want, and this thing has everything. And if you were feeling, if you thought, people are always confused about when they're perimenopausal because it's not an exact science.
Is that a symptom?
Is that a symptom? If you start sneezing in the middle of a sentence, you've got it.
But that's it. Like everything points towards it.
I mean, because there's a rough guide that will say 45 to 55 is rough perimenopause to menopause. But you could be 30. You could be 38. You could be 40.
Yeah.
You could be.
It's kind of like puberty. People could be 9. People could be 16.
Yes. Yes. It's not an exact science.
Yeah.
And then people go. And also the range of symptoms are quite different for different people, right?
Yeah.
Like if you find yourself being very irritable. A bit of low mood, going, God, why am I so down and so irritable? And obviously the hot sweats are a very obvious one.
Yeah.
You know, but the irritable and being down, people might not necessarily think, oh God.
And it's a hard one actually to be aware of yourself.
It is,
so
yeah.
Maybe once you're kind of coming to 35, it's something to think about.
Watch out for. Yeah. Something to watch out for. Yeah.
Because it's going to head that way regardless, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have a suspicion that you're in this phase of your life, yes. Right, perimenopausal or menopause, just go on to the Key for Her website, which is keyforher.com, and get the Key Collagen and get the Key Perimenopause supplement and take it. And there's a 20% off with our code, which is what, Emma?
Tight.
Tight.
For Keep It Tight listeners.
Yeah. Now, will we have one of these collagens for the crack?
You might as well.
You could throw this. I was thinking this would be lovely to have with your gin.
Sorry, Laura, producer, has sent me a good answer smash to my phone. Things have really come on with this podcast. Now, when you're getting double glasses, double glasses. She can't see. She can't fucking see. I'll do it the other way around. You're not allowed to. I don't care. Fuck it. I have no vanity left. I don't care anymore. I've lost the will. What did she text me? Keep it tight. Vladimir Putin. And the question is, what is the name of Peter Pan's exquisitely gowned fairy friend? Emma, this is for you.
Oh, what?
There's the picture.
Yes.
Right? Putin.
Oh, God.
What is the name of Peter Pan's exquisitely gowned fairy friend? Now, you know this. Peter Pan's friend is Pip. Yeah? No, I've got that wrong.
The fairy godmother.
Who's Peter Pan's friend?
Vladimir Putin Kerbel.
Now, there's the answer. Vladimir Putin Kerbel. Does your brain work like that?
No.
And if you're a woman with a bit of brain fog,
God, dude,
it's really
I'd say
hard.
10 minutes of the show
Vladimir
go by
Putin
and I'd be like, oh my God, I haven't buzzed for anything.
Yeah. Terrifying. Thinking of my son going, you can't be the thick. I can't be. I'll have to be.
No, you'd be great.
I tell you, if you're not answering, you've got to be funny. You have to be something. Pick a genre. Clever.
I think just be funny.
I don't think there's actually even. Well, look, I don't. I was going to say I don't even think there's a lot of room for funny because they're all just so pleasant.
Yeah, it's
and
really
so English. And I'm like, I become a potato. In
do
that
you?
Company. Yeah. Do you know, I think this...
You rebel against
this is one of the
of.
Reasons I had to leave England. I like, it's like a rebellion, okay?
Okay.
So I have plenty of sophistication in me.
Yes.
I am French, as we all know.
Yeah.
Right. But when I'm in very polite company, and even though, and I'm actually, I have so many fabulous English friends, can I just say, whom I love and adore.
But you were there for 10 years.
When you're in that company... A little bit of me just goes a bit loud. Sorry, what? And I'm dying to swear and go, what the fuck? It's just like a reaction. It's a reaction.
Did you?
To polite. It's a rebellion.
Yeah. Is it a voice? Is it a particular
accent? It's a voice
accent?
And it's an attitude.
A way of being. And you just flip.
I can do polite for so long. And then... I'm going to be antsy in the chair.
Is there any particular names that you're like, if you hear a certain, like, you know, kind of posh name?
Well,
you go,
for example, when I lived in Chiswick, here's an example. Now, I did live in a very posh, Chiswick is a very posh suburb.
Okay.
Would we call it a suburb? Anyway, one day, standing outside Waitrose, I heard a father say to his child, "Tiffany, if you don't behave, you won't be having any pomegranate." If you don't behave, you won't be getting any pomegranate. Meanwhile, what's my child eating? Toxic Waste is the name of the sweet. Toxic Waste.
I know.
You know it because you've got boys.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, Toxic Waste. Tiffany, say it. If you don't behave, you won't be having any pomegranate. Now, it took me all my strength to not turn around and go, "Fucking behave, Tiffany, or you're dead. I'm going to have your pomegranate, you pain in the hole." Did you see what I mean?
Pomegranate. Tiffany.
Pomegranate. The whole of Ireland's going, "What's pomegranate?"
Exactly. Do you know what my dad calls a pomegranate?
What?
Oh, my God. No, he likes them.
Now, we're not all going, "What's pomegranate?"
No,
because people listen and go,
stop painting us
out to be barbaric.
No, he likes them and he gets them on a regular basis because them wineapples.
Wineapples?
Yeah, wineapples.
That's not even close to pomegranate. He's just made that up.
No, that's a dope thing.
Oh, that's
people
very
call
sweet.
Them pomegranates, wineapples.
But where did that come from?
No idea. But
you
that's what
he
called them.
Have you never asked him?
No. Well, you know the way your parents just say things and you kind of just go.
I just always think there's a bit of a lip gloss. Very important in the middle of a podcast, isn't it?
Get the lip. Yeah, you won't be. Will you have that with you on House of Games? You will, won't you?
Sorry, Richard. Sorry, what did you say, Richard?
At the end of a round.
Pew Tinkerbell. Rasputin Tinkerbell, was it?
No. It's not going to come up again anyway. So
why do I put myself into these situations?
It'll be great though.
Well, I'll decide to enjoy it. And also, sometimes I'm very quick. The odd time
I am
actually very quick.
Decide to enjoy it. Get in that zone.
Yeah. Get in this zone now. The manic zone.
Yeah, exactly. This zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Tell us about Tommy.
But it's very difficult because... You know, they're so lovely. This is the thing. you couldn't criticize them. They're just so lovely. Okay. You are delightful. And you're thinking, am I though? You know?
Okay, yeah.
Anybody want a gin and tonic at 11
o'clock?
But I'm
sure they do love you.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah.
Is it an Irish thing? You want people to be telling you to fuck off? Is that what it is?
What do you mean?
Do you miss the hostility of Irish people? Is that what it is? That they're just so polite, English people?
No, I don't think we're lovely. We're very grounded and we're very earthy.
Yes.
But you know, we're not softly spoken and polite.
No, we're not
pomegranates. We're going, "She's a pain in the hole."
Yeah.
Straight out.
We're kind of Granny Smiths.
Whereas they would not say that. They'd be much kinder. And they'd say, "Yes, well, I know." I mean, whereas I might be saying, "Now your woman is off her biff," they'd say, "Well, you know, she's got problems." And you'd be saying, "Ah, yeah, she's..." Anyway, I need to drop this now or I'll never be hired again.
No, you will. Tell us about Tommy. About Tommy, Tommy, Tommy.
So Tommy, the Tommy Tiernan, my guesting, that went out on...
Saturday.
What day is today? Saturday night.
Monday, yes.
Now, I didn't watch it.
Okay.
Live. I couldn't.
No, like, too stressful.
Just so stressful. So once I got himself and the agent rang and said, "Very good, you said nothing wrong."
Yes.
Because, you know, that's...
Your husband.
Yeah. Once he said, "Very good." Once I got the all clear.
Yes.
That then. I'd said nothing wrong. I was happy to watch it. And in fact, he said, I really think I should come up and watch it. It's lovely.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. So I did then. I was happy. It was quite funny when you're down in your bedroom. I have an upside down house. So it's quite funny when you're downstairs in your bedroom. No one there watching it upstairs. You're just sitting in the bed.
Yeah, too stressful to watch it together
I couldn't have watched it in real time. There's no, and I had no intention of watching it at all. But he said, it's really lovely. I think you should watch it. I think you'll be happy with it. And I was very happy with it. And also, can I just say, the messages from people, Emma, you know, for all the going on about trolls and
yes.
the horrible comments that are online, my God, I was besieged with lovely messages. Really, what people great. Loved most of the time.
They actually are, aren't they? Most people
dare
are
I say
lovely.
It, they were English. Well done, Deirdre. You were great. Very polite and very lovely.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
You see, that's because nice. Sometimes the negative things can pull your focus a bit more, can't they? But the majority of people are nice and kind of
the majority of people.
Well.
Like, and it's an overwhelming majority. You yeah. know, there's the odd. You're as funny as a fucking car crash. Whatever.
I know.
There's the odd,
yeah.
but they're all mad.
They're mad.
When you go in to look at the profile, you think, oh, you've got 4 followers. And yeah, okay.
Yeah, and you've got
as
2.
As the English would say, well... He's not well.
He's not well.
He's got problems.
He's got one picture of himself taking a selfie from down here.
He's got like, issues. He's got issues. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the trolling that you were talking about yourself there and your own attitude?
Yes.
I like your attitude to that.
So I've noticed where sketches don't get trolls. It's when a female performer has a mic.
Woman with a microphone is a threatening thing, is it?
We get spooked with this. So it's not sketches. It's
but the psychology
mic.
Of that is very interesting. Mm,
that's what I feel. Mm. So I could do a sketch about anything. Anything. It doesn't even have to be like, you know, particularly female content, like leg content or whatever. It could be any sketch. Mm. It will never get the troll
so not
interest.
Threatened by sketch, totally threatened by you using your own voice with a microphone.
With the microphone.
Bit loud now, Breda. Bit loud.
So we're just about 26 minutes into the podcast. And if you can hear me talking to you now, then you must be a good listener. And that's fantastic because you're exactly the kind of person that the Samaritans are looking for.
The Samaritans are a 24-hour emotional support helpline and they are always looking for good listeners to volunteer. You might just fit the bill perfectly because you don't need to be a psychologist or a counsellor. All you have to do is be able to listen to somebody talking for an average of 26 minutes.
To find out more, go to listening.ie.
Welcome to the Baby Tribe podcast, your essential companion through the journey of parenting. I'm Professor Afif Al-Kafash, a neonatologist, paediatrician, researcher and lactation consultant at the Rotunda Hospital Dublin and the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland.
And I'm Katie Mugan, a paediatric and public health nurse and a lactation consultant. Together, with over 40 years of experience in caring for infants and children, we're here to share expert insights, inspiring stories, and give you access to an amazing array of experts in parenting and the field of paediatrics. And we're covering topics that span all the childhood years, from infancy straight through to the adolescence. We're going to cover it all.
It's not going to be just about the challenges. It's going to be about the joys, the milestones, and stories that will hopefully warm your heart. And I'm sure, Katie, you're still going to give me as much abuse as you did before.
It's going to be a great season. Afif, and we're so pleased to have all you guys join with us.
Available every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts, in association with the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
I was saying actually to, you know, Kyla
Cobbler. Lover. Yeah.
I was saying it to her, and she was like, oh, it's because they see you doing something that they wish they had the balls to do. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Mm.
So a couple of times now I've
But they're not doing it to the men who have a microphone. So it's not just that.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. But if they are doing it to the men with the microphone, it's not gendered. When it's done to us, it's gendered. It's usually a comment
about, it's a man.
Yeah, but it's like she's not good at this because she's female is usually the tone.
Okay.
Like the gender comes... The fact that you're female comes into it. So I DM'd a few of these male commenters just to see what the story was. One of them, he messaged me and he said, oh, sorry.
Now, what did you say? You DM'd, I love this. DM'd someone and what did you say?
I say to them, I say, oh, hi, I was just wondering what the story is with the comments.
See, I love this about you. That's very unique. Sorry now. Garda Dorn here. Just wondering. Where you were coming from with that comment? Yeah. You're lost to the private investigation world, aren't you?
I would love true that
crime.
Job.
That's why you love all that true crime stuff. Now, where are you coming from there, Seamus?
Yeah. I'm just like, what's the motivation? What are we hoping to gain from this?
Okay, now, so I'm interrupting you. So then you say...
I say, oh, just like, you know, just wondering what's the story with the comment. So one said to me, oh, sorry, I don't know. My son had my phone there. So he decided to throw his son under the bus, his imaginary son, and then deleted the comment.
What was his initial comment to you?
Oh,
did you reply to him?
No, I don't reply to the comment. I go straight to their inbox and see if I can message them. And
very good.
That's what I do. What had he said?
Something like
this is about as funny as whatever, or you know, nothing too clever.
Right.
So he deleted his comment and he disappeared. And then one I had the other day, I asked him and he was like, his comment was, this is about as funny as a colonoscopy. So I just feel like it's interesting.
It's not a bad line.
It's not a bad line, but it's been done.
Has it? Okay.
Well, it's a very standard one.
Okay.
But like, I was like, oh, this is like a clip, a 1 minute clip from Vicar Street. And it's like, you know, there's people laughing continuously.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, just wondering what the story was. And he was like, oh, just an opinion. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, I'm just very interested in where, like, you know, the reasoning behind it. I was like, because I said to him, I said, you do understand that the algorithm doesn't distinguish between whether your positive is comment or not. The algorithm sees you engaging with my content and then deciphers that you want more of this. So I was like, you're just going to see more of me.
I can't believe you're going to all this trouble.
This is me. I'd be waiting for the kids to come out of something. I just like...
This is why you're getting no rest.
But I find the male troll on female comedian fascinating.
It is fascinating.
And I just feel like...
Do you think there's a reverse? Are there women who are trolling male comics?
No.
This is unique to us. We should find that out.
Now, I think it happened with Matt Rife, but he put out a special basically saying how he hated now that his comedy audience is mostly women. So he kind of like...
He hates it. He put that out. The people who are buying his tickets.
Yes.
That's not going to work in his favour.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is he put out this content that probably would have... antagonized women to respond.
Okay.
But like, I was just putting up a clip about me talking about rage cleaning.
Yeah. I saw your rage cleans.
But I'm not even talking about like men or men and women.
No, it's just a random.
Me whole or me gay or anything that would upset.
I wasn't even talking about me gay. I never mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just find it so interesting the rationale behind
it
is.
What is triggering them? What is it that's annoying them so much?
Yes, but if you comment, you'll just see more of that person anyway.
Yeah, well, I love that you pointed that out to him.
But sure, I'm sure he knows that.
And they reply to you and all.
That's the other interesting thing, because I do kind of go, well, why are you replying? Mm.
I saw a couple of comments after the Tommy show. Well, you see, there might have been 500 really lovely, done, Deirdre.
Yes.
And then there was one that was a particular comment. He said, and not misandry. The word misandry, Laura, is opposite of misogyny. Right. So women hating men. More misandry was the comic. Now, I really did want to respond to that. But I just thought, now, Deirdre, you have a lot on your plate. Leave it. But it took me a bit of energy to not reply.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to say, there's no misandry here. I love men. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just like, what are you talking
about? It's kind of
the thing
that's been holding you back, really.
What are you actually talking about? It was.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway.
C'est la vie. There are a lot of Madsers out there. And there's the awful comments now. When people say funny as cancer and things like that, like, really? It's very base. It's very, you're going very low there, aren't you?
And I mean, it was a subject matter that you'd covered in the interview as well.
And then someone makes that comment, it's... But you see, the thing is, he hadn't watched it.
Yes.
You know then someone's making that comment, you think, well, you didn't watch the show. You're seeing a bit of a reel there.
Yes.
On Instagram. You didn't actually watch the interview. So you know you're... You have to let it go. You have to let it go. Everyone's got a voice, you see. Everyone's got an opinion. We're engaging with all of it. You couldn't come out.
Sometimes I just do it for the fucking... But you know what?
Let's
roll with the positives. But my dream is to get a comment from somebody and find out where they live and knock on their door and ask them, what's the story with the comment? And that is
Would
my
you have
dream.
A box of Daz in your hand? Would you turn it into the doorstep challenge and go back to the Shane Ritchie mode? Now says you. Cheeky chappy Emma Dorn.
Yeah.
You what? How could he knock? Just like to ask you about your comment online there, sir. Gonna interest you in your box of that?
Yeah. Actually, let's sell a few tickets. I won't doorstep them at their house. Let me just sneak up on them in the queue in the corner shop. And I go, hiya, Dave. And Dave
See that you would actually thoroughly enjoy this engagement.
Oh, I would enjoy it. And I'd make them buy tickets
I'd
from the show.
It, though.
I'd make them buy tickets from the show.
Okay, this is where we are different. I don't like conflict.
Oh, you see, I do.
I do like conflict resolution. Picture Martin Freeman came up. Now, do you know the actor Martin Freeman?
Yes.
Because you know his face.
Like, yeah, you would know him.
So this is in my prep. Up he comes, Martin Freeman. I'm going, I know exactly who you are. But would the name Martin Freeman come into my head?
No. But I feel like if you said to Richard, you said, look, Richard, I'm good for it.
But you see, you can't be pressing the buzzer and being the arsehole that knows nothing and going, what about this, Richard? And then the other... Because they'll only be polite for so long. And then they'll say, we have a mad one. And then they'll be back.
Who would you like it to be?
Well, preferably, I'd like if there was a comic, another comic or somebody funny. Somebody I can,
yes.
I only want someone I can connect with and have a bit of crack
you
with.
You just need one person, don't you?
One,
that you can kind of
just one.
Have a little bit of
now,
a
I
buzz.
Do love Richard.
Yes.
So maybe I'll make him my
But is
focus
he too polite
on.
For you?
He's not because he's so clever.
Okay.
He's so clever. You'd kind of be in awe of him now. He's really got the smarts.
The way you were talking about him, he's so smart.
Yeah, no, he's not. Are you trying to insinuate that I think he's sexy?
I know you don't write for smarts. I know that.
Wow! Quote of the day. How very
I'm
dare
joking.
You? Seems
I'm
very
joking.
Smart. Anyway,
I'm joking.
She's not joking. Anyway, moving on, Your Honour.
Oh, God.
That is such a funny line. That is so funny. I know you don't write for smarts. So good.
Apologies.
So good.
I think you're going to be great on House of Games. I do, honestly. I know you're going to look great anyway.
I don't know, love. I tell you what, it won't be. It won't be middle of the road.
It won't be middle
It'll
of the
be
road.
A total car crash.
It'll be highs and lows.
Total success.
It'll be highs and lows. I think that's the type of show
you might
it
have
is.
One good episode and one bad one.
You'll have parts of episodes that are good. You'll have certain rounds where you're like, oh, Deirdre's flying it. And then you'll do the next round. You're like, oh, that one wasn't for me.
Totally. That's how it is when I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I do very
Nobody
well on
like,
one episode. And then
yeah.
there's another one and you're going, it's quite a lot of questions about England.
I don't like
football.
The person that gets
there's
them
football.
All.
There's rappers. I don't know anything about rap
You're
music.
You're really honing in on the rappers. What's,
because
what's
there's
a you and the rappers.
Because it's a section. You know the way it's a round.
Yeah.
Okay. Rappers. How many rappers do you know?
Would you not listen to? Would you not be into Snoop Dogg?
I actually am. I actually listen to a lot of it, but I don't know who they are.
Okay.
I listen to loads of it because, again, back to Daniel, my son.
Yes.
That they're all into the hip hop is all they listen to.
Yeah.
Teenage boys. And I love a lot of it. So I go to him, stick that on my playlist. So I have a load of his music on my pre-show playlist.
Right. But
and
you don't
I like
are.
It a lot.
Yeah.
I know the regular. I know 50 Cent and I know Eminem. Like,
would you
know
be listening to 50 Cent?
Oh, would it be a bit of 50?
Would there?
50? Do you want me to tell you a funny story about 50 Cent?
Did you write 50 Cent?
No, I didn't. He hasn't.
You and the
and
show
in fairness, he'd be my type because has he got the smarts? Has he?
Yeah, well, he's, yeah, he would have the smarts, wouldn't he? Your phone book must be, is the most eclectic mix of people. Bernard O'Shea, 50 Cent. You know them all, don't you?
She's putting Bernard O'Shea and 50 Cent into the one category now.
But you know
Bernard
them.
Bernard would be thrilled. Me yeah. and Bernard share a birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. And who else? A lot of 25th of Marchers.
Is there?
Well, I tell you who else. Sarah Jessica Parker, 25th.
Oh, yeah, she's practically
Starsky.
Irish.
Oh, she doesn't know who I'm talking about.
Well, I've never seen the show. I know what it is.
Thank God. At least you knew the name.
I know what
Starsky
it is.
Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clementine McNeese. Do you know Clementine? She's a stylist. She could have got me outfits together for House of Games, but
she
I didn't have the time
to
call
so.
Her. She's also got a new baby. Like, who's got that kind of time?
She probably would have loved to come to your house at 10 o'clock at
she
night.
Would, yeah, right, exactly. With the new baby that she'd be burping over her shoulder.
Well,
that top's lovely
home.
There now. With that. Do you know, actually, can I just get back to the outfits for a minute? Now, I know yeah. I'm boring you to death. But you know what the real problem was? The shoes.
Well, no,
let's
I do understand
talk
that.
About shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
There
I actually
no
thought that myself
one
the
pair
day.
Of trouser or yeah. jean or outfit that requires the same shoe. And this is the bane of women's lives.
Now, do you say you've too many shoes?
No, the fact that each
enough.
Trouser or jean
yes,
or whatever you're
yeah.
wearing.
I thought this the other day.
Yeah, the reason
shoes.
I wear a uniform in winter, right, yeah. skinny jean boot, that I'm not coming out of that.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the boom,
I wasn't trying to
patience.
Take care of it. The way.
Yeah,
the
but, no, but I'm just saying to you, the five outfits required five different pairs of shoes because every trouser was different. Anyway, I want to move off it now because I'm losing.
the plot.
Oh, yeah,
50.
What
oh, 50. Yeah. 50.
Fiddy.
Right, so. Fiddy. So.
Yeah, you and Fiddy.
Irish filmmaker Jim Sheridan, whom we all love yeah. and adore. Let's give Jim now the full credits. You know
okay.
who I'm talking about,
yeah,
Oscars.
Yeah. yeah, yeah, I know Jim.
For what? Did you get his Oscars for Emma? House of Games. Buzz. Press on the buzzer there. What films did Jim Sheridan win Oscars for? Buzz. You know the answer, but is it coming to your head?
No,
even my head. I'm now got it 5 minutes later. My left foot. My left foot.
Fuck.
Yeah. And there was two others that he got Oscars for. Here you go. In the name of the father, the boxer in America. But they're not coming
All that was coming into my head was Liam Neeson. That's all.
Yeah, well, he didn't make a film. Liam Neeson. It's Daniel Day-Lewis you were thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you say Liam Neeson for Daniel Day-Lewis, you're getting nothing. Nah. 50. Right, so Jim made a film with 50.
See, yeah.
And as you know, I'm very connected to the showbiz world. You
yes.
love this. So
You're
I know somebody
showbiz.
Who was involved.
Yeah.
Who was on set.
Yeah.
And there was real guns. I was making a gangster. Could I be sued for this, I wonder? Anyway, there was guns on set. So
was
probably
a good start
wasn't.
To a story. Could I be sued for this?
Let's say there were no bullets in them, right? But
yeah, yeah.
Real guns, because obviously they're making the gangster rapper movie, right?
Yeah.
And the gangsters have the whole guns, so you're not going to have a toy gun there, are you?
Is this your Jim Sheridan?
This is a true
yeah, yeah.
story.
But is this your Jim Sheridan impression? Is it?
Well, let's say no, so I can't be serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Right. I know Jim, right? And it's not the best impression, but it's not a million miles off. Okay, anyway, Jim is a genius, right?
Yeah.
And it's a fine line, as you know, between the genius and the mad.
Yeah.
He picks up the gun and he goes, 50.
Oh, Jesus.
50. Would that kill you? Would that kill you?
What?
I mean, 50's freaking out, going, put down the gun, man. Put that down. Go 50, would that kill you? Because he's a sheriff, he's Sheriff Street.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck. Right. And you know, He knows there's no bullets in the fucking thing. And then he's going 50 with that killer. And all the Americans are like, Jesus Christ, put down the guns. And he said, but an hour later was lunchtime. And he heard Jim say to 50, 50, would you mind getting me anorak from the car? And it's my favourite sentence that I've ever heard. 50, could you get me anorak from the car?
You can find me in the club also getting Jim's anorak.
These stories are true.
Well,
There's shit I know that I shouldn't know.
But like
50.
There was a girl who did my make before, and now she does videos online. She does lip sync. She was doing her makeup, right? And she was lip syncing, but she
that
was
girl
really
who's brilliant
funny.
At the lip syncing. She's making a living out of lip syncing. Who saw that coming?
I know.
What's her name? Kaylee.
Kaylee Trapp.
She's excellent, but God, I never thought I'd see the day when you can make
this
a living out of
Roisin. Roisin Whelan, right?
What does she do?
She's a makeup artist.
I must suggest this to Daniel. You know when they're going into the transition year?
Oh, yeah.
What about lip syncing?
He'd want to get on it fairly lively.
Oh.
Two weeks work experience lip syncing. Get him work experience lip syncing with Kaylee. The way that sounds wrong, doesn't it? But
anyway,
I won't say girl because that makes me look like an L one. She's a makeup artist and she put up videos online that were funny.
Mm-hmm.
And we would mess each other back and forth. And then one time I was doing something and she said, oh, I'd love to do your makeup. And I said, go on ahead, do me makeup. Anyway, I met and I said, have you ever done stand up or anything? And she was like, no. And she'd done a bit of acting. I could tell, like, I just knew there was a funny performer there. And she was funny and just the way she talks and everything. So I said to her, she's from Wexford. And I said, I'm going to be in Wexford. I was like, come on and do 5 minutes. Brilliant.
She was brilliant.
She was brilliant, Deirdre.
Oh.
It was so exciting.
And is she going to...
Yes, I think she is going to keep going with it.
Well
done, I felt
you.
Like she was someone who just maybe needed a little bit of a push, or even like, you know, in Dublin, it would be more visible of how you might do it.
And isn't it nice to do it?
Yes.
Thinking, well, I don't need another person in my turf.
No, she was so good. She was so funny. She started off, she had recently had a breakup. Actually, I won't spoil it, but she did this very funny bit where she talked about if a man has a he'd gotten a hair transplant. And she said, if he can't hang on to his own hair, he can't be trusted or whatever. It was just the way she was phrasing it all.
Nice.
It was really, the material was really, really good.
Okay, so she's just got it.
She just got it.
She had a nice phraseology, my favourite thing.
Yes. Yeah. And she has like
Will we give her a name?
Yeah, Roisin Whelan.
Roisin Whelan. Go on, Roisin.
I'll tag her now.
Get the gigs in now. Same as Laura Green in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know it's exciting when someone's doing it for their first time and they're good?
Do you ever forget Laura Green, our producer, doing her first one? Never forget as long as I live.
But, oh, so you were her person to bring her along to her first game?
Yeah, I was her person. I tell you who was mine, Eddie Bannon.
Oh, really?
Shout out to Eddie Bannon, who's living in Australia. Would you always remember the person who booked your first gig?
Yes.
Always.
Yeah, yeah.
So Eddie was running the cellar, I think, at the time. Just working as a comic anyway. And I don't even know how I knew him, but I said, I think I'd like to do this. And the next thing he said, you will do it. And here's your date. I'm going to give you a date now.
Yes, you need someone who's going to push you a little bit, don't you?
Yeah.
Because it's not a normal thing to do.
And then, so I just copied him and did exactly the same for Laura, didn't I? I said, I'll book a date in for you. So it was like May, and you've got 3 months.
Okay.
So you've got 3 months now to write 5 minutes.
I know, which sounds like a lot of time to, but it's...
Yeah, people think you can write 5 minutes in 5 minutes. Well, if it was that easy, we'd all be doing it.
Everybody would
be doing it. So, yeah, takes
months. That was May, was it?
Yeah, September was the gig.
And here we are in, I was going to say March, but no, it's April. 2024.
I have no idea what month it
correct?
Was there. Yes, 2024. Yes. That's the one that throws
how
me.
How's the game? Is it April 2024,
Jesus,
Richard?
If he asks you what date it is, you'd be fucked.
Yesterday,
what day of the week is it today?
I wouldn't get that right. Yesterday, I met my lovely friend, Stephen Beresford. Stephen is a filmmaker, playwright, very clever, very funny. And he said to me, why don't you just answer every question, George Lazenby, and eventually you'll be right. Buzz George Lazenby.
You just say it in a different tone each time.
Yeah. Is it George Lazenby?
George?
Do you know who he was?
No.
He was a James Bond.
Oh, okay.
George Lazenby was a James Bond, I presume once. Anyway, he comes
good
up.
Advice.
You know, yeah, he comes up as a question. It's not bad advice.
Yeah, and have a few.
That's a plan then. Then you have a plan. Then you can go, no, I'm just going to go for the funny. Yeah, is it George Lazenby?
George, yeah, you should. You should do that.
Not the worst idea, is
it? Give that answer a few times. Mm. And have a year. Is there a year that you could throw out? You know the way in some of them you have to guess a year.
1986, George Lazenby. Is that what you meant? No.
No, they like of battles and different things. Those things do sometimes come up.
What's to become of me?
I think you're going
it's
to
so
be great.
So stressful. I could say Andrew Scott. I could say something more like that. And
maybe
eventually,
just give it an Irish twist. Just say Andrew be better. If they asked for a year 1916. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just
yeah. And when
Bono,
when
Boyzone.
Was when were the civil wars in England? Buzz, Andrew Scott? Do you know when the civil wars were in England, Emma?
No.
I do. 1600s. Because I've been fucking prepping all week.
Well, look, I think...
I do know where Switzerland is. I do know now. I've been looking. I even looked at a map of America.
It's fascinating, by the way.
Absolutely this is fascinating.
Like, you're saying like this information was kept from you up until now. Like, why didn't they tell me about this?
Why did no one tell me exactly where Washington was before? Because it's in the top left-hand corner of America. Isn't that amazing? Never realised. I knew Texas was big, but my God. Buzz, Andrew Scott. What's the population of Texas?
I think that's what you should do. You should just buzz in and give an answer. People are making their dinner. They're just home from work. No one's really clocking into exactly what people are saying. They just see you buzzing and answering. Buzzing and answering. And people could be sitting at home, even if you have just kept saying Andrew Scott over and over again. People just go, Jesus, Deirdre O'Kane's fucking onto a flyer here.
I'm getting a bit full of fear as we're sitting here. I'm kind of enjoying it, but another bit of my brain is going, no, none of this is going to be helpful or work.
No, just buzz in and say Andrew Scott, I think.
Okay, I think that's actually quite, I quite like that plan because it entertains me. Yeah. So if you entertain yourself, that's often a good approach in life. Just do something to entertain yourself.
You know, you're always trying to talk yourself off a ledge when you're like, well, no, as long as I'm happy with it, that's all that matters.
Well, it's like I said to you about your audition. Once you're happy with it, Emma auditioned for a sitcom there, we won't say what, but you're happy with it. You did it, your tape, you're happy with it. Let it go. What was the name? What's the name of the actor in Breaking Bad who said, does anyone know his name? Brian Cranston.
Andrew Scott was the answer we were looking for.
Who was the star of Breaking Bad? Buzz, Andrew Scott. Yes. Buzz, 50 Cent. Buzz, Jim Sheridan. Anyway, I wrapped on a movie this week called Fran the Man. You don't want to say, I think we could have a hit in our hands, but you know when you think something's very good?
Yeah.
It's a football movie. It's a mock doc, first of all, which we love, right? And it's about match fixing in football. Mm-hmm. So you've got the football genre. Dara Humphries, who played the lead, is brilliant. And he originated that character, Fran the Man, in a telly series years ago.
Yeah, I remember the telly series.
Anyway, lovely cast, including myself. And here we go. How's the games? She can't remember the cast. I can. That's a joke. Richard Cooper, my godchild, Tony O'Rourke, Amy Huberman, Eddie Marzan flew in for the day. Do you know who Eddie Marzan is?
No.
Well, you'd know his face immediately because he's just a spectacular actor who happens to be playing Amy Winehouse's father in the Amy Winehouse movie, which comes out next week.
Oh, yes, I do know.
Are we dying to see the Amy Winehouse movie?
It's...
I am.
Yeah, but it's people aren't saying great things about it.
What? You're joking.
No.
What are they saying?
The casting for Amy is not good.
Oh, no. Because I've seen the trailer and I thought
Yeah, well, let's wait and see.
No, but hold the phone there.
Yeah, but I know the actor you're talking about now. He is amazing, yeah. Oh, that's exciting. That he flew in for the day.
flew in. There's a man with a busy schedule, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'd say somebody was finding his five outfits and five pairs of shoes for him.
Yeah.
Oh, Ardle. Left out Ardle O'Hanlon. Jesus, how could you leave out
He's
Ardle
in it
O'Hanlon?
As well.
He's in it as well. I probably left out four other people.
And when is it coming out?
Ah, sure, who knows? Look, you know yourself, you shoot these things, the edit takes longer than the shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll come out in 2025.
Okay.
And you wouldn't, you know, I suppose it'll hit the film festival circuit initially and you'll be hoping that some festival will take you on and you'll be off to the races or Netflix will buy it or something.
Yeah, something will
happen. We'll see. Anyway,
but I remember the show the first time round.
Do you?
Yeah.
You remember Fran the Man?
Of course.
My God. Because you see, I don't, but then no. I think I was living in England.
England. No, you see, I was probably living at home with a football mad brother.
Ah, well, you see, this is part of the reason it has a shot of doing well. The people who remember Fran the Man loved Fran the Man. But also, it's football.
It's football,
just a bit of football, and it's very funny.
Keep it tight. It's flying
now. Now, we have gotten off to a flying start and we're so thrilled. Thank you for all our listeners. We can't actually believe it because we aren't up. We're up in the charts now. I don't know if we can stay up there. Can we stay up there?
We'll see. But we're getting great support, great reviews, lovely comments.
People are enjoying
lovely
it.
Lovely messages.
Yeah.
So we have a bit of housekeeping now. We have our Instagram page.
Oh, we have an Instagram page. What's it called?
Keep it tight.
So follow that, will you?
And if you want to get in touch with us, that's where to do it.
Oh, yeah. Message us on Keep It Tight.
Anything
on the Instagram
you want us to
page.
Talk about, anything like that. Something we did talk about.
And I'd actually
didn't.
Love to be told that. Would you have a chat about this or that?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Okay. And then what else have we got? We're going to do a bonus episode or something.
We're going
What's it called? A bonus episode.
It sounds like I've got a gun to your head now.
Well, you know me. I don't know anything about, you know, the world of this.
Yes.
So I know there's going to be an extra.
Extra us. It's not. Extra us. It's not Keep It Tight. It's Thanks
it's a bonus
and Milf.
Episode. Oh, Thanks and Milf. Milf. We love that. We were going to call the show that, but we thought it might be.
So it's going to be maybe the stuff that we don't want to put out to everyone.
Yeah.
Only the people that are kind of fully on board.
The diehard fans.
Yeah.
So just Thanks and Milf will be €5 a month.
Month.
So that's great. Fans.
Yeah.
What would you get for €5 a month?
But there's going to be stuff going out.
You wouldn't get a pint of milk for €5 a month.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay, anyway, Thanks a Milf, €5 a month. And what's on that?
Every week.
Half an hour, 20 minutes?
Yeah, extra episode. But all the other, there's going to be other stuff from Headstuff Network there. So Agony Rants with Garoud and Niamh.
Oh yeah.
Young Hot Guys.
The Young Hot Guys who we love.
Yeah. So you won't just get us, you'll get other stuff as well to keep you occupied.
But if you want to just listen to us, that's fine.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, fine. Just so they know. I'll say that for you now properly. You subscribe to Headstuff Plus.
And you'll be able to access our extra episodes, Thanks a Milf, and any extra episodes from podcasts on the Headstuff
Network. Yeah, so it's
like
good for
you, Hot Guys, like Agony Rants.
Okay.
And we're getting on board with it as well because yous have all been so nice to us.
That's it.
So we feel you might like it.
Yeah.
So
do that and follow us on the Insta. Keep it tight.
This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word TIGHT.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.